Tennessee's Botanical Gardens. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I'm happy to tell you that we've just recently been designated as the State Botanical Gardens of Tennessee.
That's Dr. Sue Hamilton, and she's the director of the University of Tennessee Gardens. And this spring, the Tennessee General Assembly did pass a bill that designates the university's botanical gardens as the official state botanical garden.
We're a wonderful botanical, or I'll even say an environmental resource for the state of Tennessee. So we have plant collections, and we have beautiful gardens, and we have educational programs, and it's all about educating and teaching and demonstrating the use of plants, the value of plants, you know, the role that plants play in the environment, in our well-being in society.
Besides the beautiful and extensive garden display on the UT Ag campus in Knoxville, there's also a magnificent garden in Jackson at the West Tennessee Research and Education Center. Another one has just been completed at the Plateau Research and Education Center in Crossville, and they plan to add another at the Middle Tennessee Research and Education Center in Spring Hill. And the garden trial information has proven to be invaluable.
We take the guesswork out of everything from the greenhouse grower to the garden center to the commercial landscaper to the consumer. We've already done all that work, and it's kind of like you get a seal of good housekeeping. You know, it's stamped that it's been one of the trials at the University of Tennessee Gardens.
Dr. Sue Hamilton says in her 30 years of gardening work at the university, the interest and scale of gardening has gone off the charts, and that interest, either as a hobby or a profession, is expected to grow even stronger. Besides those public gardens across the state, Dr. Sue Hamilton says your county extension office is a great resource for gardening, and they're located in all 95 counties. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.